My name's Louise. This is Sylvia. She's my 1898 Gendron Deal Company Reliance Model D. Perhaps next year the Model E will have brakes.
Historical interpreter Julie Garner, the Wheel Woman, portrays a fictional character from the late 1890s.
She is your typical everyday woman. She's a wife and mother of two, and she's out on her first solo independent adventure all by herself. And it's very exciting for her because she's never been out by herself before.
Garner's bike rides around the museum are part of its History Alive program. Interpreters portray fictional or actual historical characters, bringing America's past to life for museum visitors.
Not only do we have set information that we are helping the visitors to discover, but also we are able to answer lots of questions based on the topic. So the topic of this program is the bicycle boom of the 1890s and how it really fueled the women's independence movement.
Bicycles were first introduced in the U.S. in the late 1860s, says exhibit curator Roger White.
And they went through a number of design changes, and yet they were still for men. But by the 1890s, the drop frame design made it possible for women to ride bicycles too.
Yes, well, this is a lady's bicycle, so it has a drop frame.
The lady can mount the wheel gracefully in a skirt, and then a skirt guard over top of the chain and the spokes, so my skirt doesn't get caught as I ride.
The bicycle craze fed into the rational dress movement, which helped liberate women from corsets and other encumbering garments. Baggy trousers, called bloomers, were also in style.
So once this happened, it gave women personal freedom to go out on the road. They could go out for pleasure riding. They could go out with friends. Some even formed bicycle riding clubs of women only.
Bicycle historians say the impact of the two-wheeler on female emancipation should not be underestimated. American feminist Susan B. Anthony, who played a pivotal role in the 19th century women's suffrage movement, called the bicycle the freedom machine.
Are you a suffragist?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Yes, someone who fights for the right for women to vote. And I was thinking, now that I have some more leisure time because of my freedom machine, I think I might want to dedicate it to your social cause, and I was thinking of joining the suffrage movement. Or maybe the temperance movement. Which one do you think would be a better use of my time?
Definitely the suffrage movement.
Suffrage movement, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cheers to that.
The Wheel Woman carries some items that were popular among bicycle riders and that draw visitors' curiosity.
Oh, what's in my basket? I borrowed this from my neighbor Margie. People are getting out and about and they want to remember all their adventures. Now, Margie's camera has two lenses, a left and a right, just like two human eyes, and it'll take a photograph out of each one.
Museum officials hope the History Alive program helps make the museum experience and history more fun. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.